Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered her third State of the State address last night. She called on her fellow Democrats and the Republicans to work together to address the COVID-19 crisis and safely reopen businesses and schools.
Let's commit to the strong bipartisan action we took last year and focus that same energy to end the pandemic, grow our economy, and get our kids back on track.
For some reaction to the speech, I'm joined by Republican Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. Senator Shirkey, good morning.
Good morning to you, Doug. I think there should be a law against these early morning radio interviews. I think we need to take that up sometime.
Well, we appreciate you getting up after a late evening after the State of the State address. What stood out to you about the governor's speech last night?
Well, this is going to be a surprise to you and all your listeners, but what stood out to me the most was not what she said, but what she did. And what she did was she talked to us without a mask. And don't misinterpret what I'm saying here. It's not that I'm saying masks are evil, but symbols and gestures matter. And I think it was a great opportunity for her to help us move from this notion of fear and control into a trust and hope mode. Masks have a purpose. Masks can help. And we need to be respectful of those who are especially vulnerable to this contagious and insidious virus. But to me, the most important thing about what she did last night was she took her mask off so we could see her.
And just to be clear for listeners who weren't able to watch the address last night, Governor Whitmer did not speak in a chamber at the Capitol with a live audience. She spoke from her office, mentioned that there were just a few people in the office with her. The governor talked a lot about trying to work together. Yesterday, Senate Republicans blocked 13 of her appointees for state positions, and House Republicans announced a proposal that would withhold federal school funding unless emergency health powers Whitmer and the state health department have are cut back. Where do you see a road to collaboration in all of that?
Well, I see a road to collaboration, but it takes two to dance. And I believe the Senate and the House, I don't believe it, I know it, are willing to dance, but there has to be a dance partner. And so far, we haven't seen much of that partnership. And that is not something I'm happy about or proud about, but we need to have a dance partner. And so things like the suggestions that the governor made regarding education and other elements, there's plenty of room there for us to get together and help resolve and get to a solution that helps and actually improves and, frankly, corrects some of the loss that has occurred over the last year. And so those gestures from the House and from the Senate were intended to send the signal that we're eager to engage in that regard, but we got to have a partner.
Well, let's dig into some of the specifics from the governor's speech. Governor Whitmer called for a permanent $2 per hour increase for direct care workers. Those are people who provide care and nursing for seniors and people with disabilities. Would you be willing to try to find the money to increase wages for that category permanently?
Can we agree that frontline care workers are maybe underpaid? Absolutely. But then can we talk about the best way to get them better paid instead of trying to just apply a government solution? And so I'm not denying that there are plenty of people that we rely on for some of the most intimate care that we receive that aren't valued the way they should be valued. But what I'm saying is, let's get together and talk about what are the various ways in which we can accomplish that goal and see if we can land on it.
I think that one of the things that has been very commonly criticized by yourself and other leadership in the Republican Party is the fact that the governor has gone it alone, in your view, in terms of her use of executive authority and the use of health orders after that. But I think one of the pushback points that we've heard from political observers is that the Republican Party hasn't presented its own comprehensive plan for responding to the COVID pandemic. Do you expect to release that today, or is there a sense of what you would do differently on a broad level?
I reject even the inference of what you how you characterize that, Doug. There's
okay.
plenty of things that we've suggested, plenty of things that we've offered, but there has to be somebody who's willing to at least engage and listen to them, and that is what's been missing. Ideas and how to do it differently are not the problem. The problem is they're not being considered. And the fact of the matter is we could talk about them and offer different ideas, and one may be rejected, but at least it's being contemplated, and maybe together they actually come up, you actually come up with a different solution.
I don't mean to say that Republicans haven't presented any ideas. I just mean that I don't believe there's been sort of a comprehensive plan. Here is what we would do sort of across the board. I think it feels less presented as a cohesive counter plan.
Well, on the topic of COVID, for instance, there's a number of challenges that that it presents, and each one of those requires a conversation and a debate and a dissection of what is the root problem here and what are we trying to have an outcome for. And like I said, we've had plenty of suggestions in specifics and in very much specifics, but they just haven't been embraced.
One of the governor's key points last night, of course, was increasing the vaccination opportunities in the state. She says she has a goal of vaccinating 70% of Michiganders. Is that something you support, and that's something you'd be willing to put the resources behind to make happen?
As long as the availability of the vaccines are there and people are standing in line to get them, or in other words, willing to do so, then I absolutely would support it. That's a decision that I think government has a role in making sure that they're available, and then people will make the decision whether they're going to stand up and get them.
And I know you have recovered from COVID yourself, Senator. I hope you're doing okay, and I'm curious if you would also get a vaccine.
Well, right now, I don't think I need a vaccine. I'd rather save that for somebody that needs it, because I've got some self-developed immunity because of the experience I had. And so, you know, when everybody else has got theirs and they've gone through it, and we've got people not waiting in line anymore, you know, then I'll make the assessment on the risk equation and make that decision later.
Senator Shirky, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Senator Mike Shirky is the Republican leader in the Michigan State Senate. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.